This was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. It is 7:05 in the morning. Good morning. Wake up, get that coffee. We got a big show going today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And for all those who are on our chat pack, KCNR1460.com, they're out of state and country. Good morning, and welcome, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Oh, wow. Gosh, you must be getting close to payday. Yes. And, of course, Trish Clark.
Yes.
Well, good morning,
Look
North
at
State.
You. How are you?
I'm just great.
You're looking peachy today.
Oh, hey, it's just a great morning to be up and about.
Is it? It's going to rain today.
Rain time it is raining. In. It is raining. I got rained on as I was heading in this direction. In fact, it's 58 degrees and showers, high near 63 today. The south wind of 7 to 12 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 100%, and it is, in fact, raining. Now, showers tonight and another chance of rain tomorrow, so we're going to get some wet. April showers bring May flowers, and the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, as usual.
Anselmo Vineyards tonight.
Tonight's
pizza night. That's right. And, you know, 474-5546. Yeah, I make reservations for you go up there on pizza night because, I mean, they have great pizzas and they sell them out, which is.
They do.
And, that, you know, I guess everybody should like to have that problem.
Well, that's true. And, you know, you have other choices as well. You don't have to eat pizza, but it's very unique pizza and it's worth the trip.
It is. Okay. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute. It's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have positive markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 69 points at 14,619, while the NASDAQ's up 4 at 3,223, and the S&P 500's up 8 at 1,561. Oil's down $1.52 at $93.21 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.1%. Gold's down $7.10 at $1,552, while silver's down a dime at $26.82 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's up a quarter at $82.26, Walmart's up 42 cents at $76.42, while Cisco Systems is up a penny at $21.03. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905. Head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. If you want some great advice about what to do with your investments here. Okay, you know, usually we have our snappy patter in the morning and then we get on with guests, but when we come back from our break, our first guest is already here, Reading Vice Mayor Patrick Jones. I think we're going to talk drones.
I love drones.
You know, drones. You know what? This is a...
You were giving me a hard time last week about the drones.
Well, you know what? I'm getting hard times from other people, but if you look
in
the paper...
The drones are an interesting comic.
Bruce Ross's blog. Right, Bruce Ross's blog. The quote of the quarter. Carl, look, there's a drone behind you. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's pizza night at Selmo's, and it's Reading Vice Mayor Patrick Jones with us right after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Is poker your passion? Pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to a delicious meal. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today and put your skills to the test in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on April 6th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at windrivercasino.com. It's better on the river.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Dark Side.
There you go, Carl. Are you happy now?
I am. Heading Cruisers. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Just besides having the best coffee in town, you can get by gourmet coffee at Beans there and anything you want to make coffee. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, Joe and Shelley will, when they've been supporting this community for over 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts. Patrick Jones, Vice Mayor of Redding, and came in specifically to talk about drones.
About drones. Well, thank you, Carl. Thank you, Trish, for having me this morning. You know, to be honest, I had not thought a lot about drones up until this week. And a very good exercise for us was the event up at Anselmo Vineyards, where we had a crowd of people gathered for a very good cause. And, you know, fairly early on in that gathering, we had a drone that came over. Now, I knew whose drone it was. And Carl, you did, and Trish, you did, and so I was.
We even talked about it.
And you talked about it. No. And, unfortunately, the public that was there did not know about it. And it really concerned them. It made them uneasy. They didn't feel comfortable anymore. They didn't understand what that drone was there for. What is it doing? Why is it there? They didn't understand that. Why we understood it, and knew whose, drone that was, the crowd did not. And it made them feel very, very uncomfortable. So, you know, we fast forward to this week, and we have Ventura County wanting to work into a relationship here with the Redding Municipal Airport for a launch and recovery site. And the public came. And, you know, the paper reported it as a Tea Party group, a heavy group. And you know, that's really not quite accurate. There were people that were Tea Party affiliated, but there were moms and dads husbands and wives.
ACLU.
ACLU.
ACLU was there, Doug Bennett.
There were many different people there, and every one of them spoke about concerns of not knowing what those drones are. And very much like the crowd that we saw up at Anselmo's, they had concerns, and people, City of Reading had concerns, and so it started making me think, because to be honest, when I went into that meeting, I was thinking more of the job applications and some of the positive results that could come from that and how it could help the City of Reading in that manner. And then not one person spoke positively of this this effort. So that's what got me thinking about it. And I think before we need to move forward with this, that we need to have a lot more public discussion about what goes on in the City of Reading. And I think the public, before they're going to feel comfortable with these machines, we're going to need to know a lot more about them. Whose are they? What are they doing? Airspace. You know, if I own a piece of land, as I do, is that my airspace or is it not? It's not. And I might own the piece of property and pay taxes on that, but the air is not mine.
And very likely underneath is not yours either.
So, and probably the water too. But nevertheless, the public has a lot of concerns here. And, you know, we had a one-page staff report that was on the consent calendar at that. So Councilmember Cadd pulled it off the consent calendar. If he had not, I would have. It certainly wasn't vetted. You know, council members certainly had not scrutinized that to the fullest extent. And we still haven't yet. And
so your whole opposition to this is because we don't know, as Shasta County residents and the City of Reading residents, what drones would be coming in here, where their paths would, where paths would be, what they would be, would they have their sensors turned on or not? Where's the information going? You just want more information. You're not especially against this. You just want to know is that our rights are protected.
Well, in a way, Carl, I think, you know, we've talked about this before, and I think I feel a lot the same as you, is that, you know, there are some very good applications with these machines, as you have seen overseas. They have proven to save lives and been very useful. And so they have applications. But here, when we're talking about stateside using them on American soil, people want some answers and some safeguards, and those have not been fully vetted yet. And so those are legitimate concerns. And I think it comes down to a matter of trust. You know, it's just a machine. It's not good nor bad. It's just a piece of, you know, plastic and metal. But how our government uses it, and do we have trust with the government agencies? And literally there's applications with these machines for just about every agency I can think of.
Oh yeah, on CAL FIRE, I was talking about checking, power lines, you know, water, you know, areas, but you're in the city management.
Yeah.
I mean, would you have a drone here for the, working for the, police?
Well, in essence, we almost do. We contract with, California Highway Patrol, when we need, you know, eyes in the sky, we'll have that helicopter come up, and we pay for that. And it's a useful tool.
For what reason?
Well, when we have high speed pursuits, or we have, pursuits of any sort where we have a person running through our town that is wanted, and they have, you know, ongoing, you know, active, investigations. Mainly it's with high speed pursuits and pursuits, foot pursuits and so forth. And you've seen the helicopter, come over in town, and it starts, you know, and it helps identify,
I thought they're just lighting up the backyard because of the party.
Oh, well, they're just, we're trying to find certain suspects that, you know, are on the run. And
okay, so
it's a useful tool.
But my question is, I know you, I know the city council, I know the chief of police here. Having a drone here as part of the, crime, fighting law enforcement, since we're short people, that's not going to be fixed right away. That gives them an opportunity to check areas as they're going out there or look for people, just like you said. Is this something you would never agree to?
No, it's not that I'd never agree to it, but it's too early to have the conversation yet, because the public is not convinced that their government is going to use it correctly. And that's probably the
you know, I have to agree, because I think that's what we do sometimes as government officials or bureaucracies. We get enough information to satisfy our needs and try to move forward without bringing the public along with us. And that really is part of your job as an elected official. to ask the questions, try to make, get all of the information. If you're not completely comfortable, you're having second thoughts, certainly your obligation to share that. I'm reminded a bit when we first started using cell phones, just technology. And I remember the first time I was on a cell phone, I had this really eerie feeling because someone had told me that, you know, if you're on that cell phone, they can hear you. The guy next to you can hear you, everybody. So don't say anything that you don't want everybody to hear. Well, how freely do we talk on our cell phones now? A lot of people don't even have landlines.
And how do you know? And what do you know? They are listening.
Well,
a
guess
lot of
what?
Things you're saying. Big computers in the sky.
There you go. So, I mean, I think the point is, it's a matter of getting comfortable with it, trusting it, finding out this is the thing in the future.
Well, we got to take a break here, but I can tell you right now, by 2020, the skies are going to be filled with drones. But let's talk about this a little bit more on your rights, because I tell you, Linda feels very uncomfortable with this, and I do too. If they're not under strict control, then I do have a problem with it. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Trish Clark sitting in today with Reading Vice Mayor Patrick Jones. KCNR 1460.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. You want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences. So give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Reading plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. 58 degrees, raining outside today, 7:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. All of this with Shasta Gas Propane, and they're really nice people. Give them a call at 530-365-3793 for your propane needs. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our guest is Reading Vice Mayor Patrick Jones, and we're talking about drones. Drones are here. It's like cell phones. It's just like Trish said. It's like cell phones. You're as much as I hate this, if you're on the internet, they're reading what you've got, what you're putting out there. You're talking on the phone, they're probably listening. You send a letter, I think you're safe there. I think. And if you send snail mail, I don't think they reached open into opening them up, but maybe they have. Drones that are going to be used by not only law enforcement, but by business. I have it on good authority is that a lot of the drone companies that are, you know, are stationing them here around in California are leaving because so many laws are coming down that, and by municipalities and all this, that it's just going to be too hard. They're going to take their business to Texas or Arizona or overseas.
And bottom line, we're still going to have drones.
And you're still going to have drones.
We're going to once again miss out, though, perhaps on the good side and the jobs creation and the good things about having the drones. And we're going to have them anyway.
Well, and that's what Mark Lascelles from EDC was pitching, that there is opportunities there. And I do not doubt that at all. And I know there are. From the one company that I know of here in Shasta County, it's a very respectable company, and he does good work here, and I'm happy to have him here. I think, again, it comes down to a question of trust, and do we trust our government? And I think for myself is that I don't always trust my government. I don't trust the local government, and my job is to scrutinize on a daily basis.
Who in the city council don't you trust to use these in a wise manner that would not break down
Whoa.
Our that would not
Get
break
your paper
no,
and
no
pencil.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean the city council.
Carl, I'm not sure if I trust myself with a drone. The reality
yeah,
is
you wouldn't want to be in a you wouldn't want to have a daughter in a swimming pool, is that what you mean? Okay.
You know, I saw, you know, and you know, there is something to be said with, you know, government overreach and pushing too hard on our companies that are here. We see that all the time. We are regulated to death. So, those are real concerns, and there are a lot of good companies leaving California. So I would not disagree with that at all. But I think when we're talking about this topic of machines that are capable of very sensitive, listening, sound devices, visual, and very little rules on what they can do in our airspace inside the city limits, maybe we need to slow down and let the public be comfortable before we move forward.
Fine line between yeah. over-regulating and allowing them to do their job.
I agree with what you're saying, that people need to be comfortable with it. But we also, and this is, you know, we have the rights under the Fourth Amendment. But if we don't know who the drones belong to that would be flying in here landing, what their payload systems are, what they're doing when they're above our airspace. That also gives me pause. Do I think that we need to move forward and really take a good look at the ideas of drones and that? Yes, absolutely. But I also think we do need to protect our rights here, and maybe this it needs to be talked about in by the public.
You know, and what we're talking about here is the government use and the government interaction with drones, and we haven't talked about private sector. And I really don't have as much concern with the private sector. For example, FedEx having an Airbus, if you will, unmanned, pick up packages here in Reading and take them down to wherever. I see some real viable options with that.
Crop dusting.
And a lot of different avenues. So mm-hmm. there are a lot of avenues there. So we're not talking about private sector. We're talking about the government, and do we trust our government, and how.
Yeah, but they are not making the differentiation between government drones and business drones. There is none.
There we have no talk of that, no discussion of
There's
that.
No discussion.
And I think the public generally understands that the drones, as witnessed by our experience up at Anselmo's, the general public isn't even aware that they're already here.
Yes.
There was a lot of surprise in that crowd that there was a drone flying over
And there was nothing we were going to be able to do that day to explain it.
I was just glad shots didn't go over my head, okay? And, you know, people were reaching. And, no, I'm just kidding.
No, it was a surprise.
But it was a surprise.
But if you think about fast forward and drones coming into City of Reading, it could be a real issue.
It could be. Okay, so I think the debate is still open. I think these are things that we need to talk about.
This deal may come back to council yet.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Vice Mayor Patrick Jones.
I hope you haven't closed the door.
It's not.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. We've got tickets to give away. We've got people to be on the air. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network stocks are getting a boost in early trading as traders weigh a massive monetary policy intervention by the Bank of Japan against another round of weak data on the U.S. labor market. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 70 points. Meanwhile, small business lending is showing signs of growth. According to the FDIC, small business loans rose in the fourth quarter, marking their first quarterly gain since 2010. That's when the agency began tracking loans on a quarterly basis, but despite the year-end gain, small business lending still remains weak. And Walgreens clinics are expanding treatment beyond the common cold to chronic illnesses like diabetes and high blood pressure. The in-store clinics will be run by physician assistants and nurse practitioners. This allows patients to receive care when their doctor is unavailable. The drugstore giant is announcing the majority of its 370 TakeCare clinics will provide the extended care. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention all sports shooters. A rifle competition will be held in French Gulch at Mountain Tactical Training on Saturday, April 6th. Whether you're a first-timer or an experienced competitor, this competition is for you. There'll be three events, a one-shot draw contest, transition to pistol competition, and adverse angle drill. And you don't have to compete in all three contests to win a prize. You do have to attend one of Mountain Tactical Training's safety briefs that day prior to competing. The range fee is $15 at the gate, or if you'd like to pre-register, send a check or money order for just $10 to MTT, P.O. Box 66, French Gulch, California, 96033. You'll need to supply your own ammo as well as eye and hearing protection, and your AR-15 is welcome here. For more details, call John Laws at 530-510-7118. Come out for a day of fun and comradeship. The MTT Rifle Competition, Saturday, April 6th. Sponsored by Old West, Bastiani Arms, Shasta Boot Company, Jones Sport, The Foxhole, Patriot Gold and Silver, Greco Firearms, Tobacco and Brew, and Mountain Tactical Training.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
spring forward, fall back.
Yeah, I'm going to fall back on you here. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Trish.
Good morning.
Art is with me today. It's Thursday. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring the in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. It's the North State's nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, right here in Redding. Or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Orchard Nutrition has got it all there. I mean, they've got, you know, raw milk. They've got everything you could possibly want to keep you healthy and eat correctly. And they're experts down there. Okay, Bill Ralston is from the Redding Breakfast Lions Club is joining me today. And besides things like gun shows, you all do other things too here in town. And now we want to talk about the All-Star basketball game that's going on this weekend.
Yes, this Sunday out at Simpson University at their gym, we have the boys and the girls All-Star teams playing. There's a North and South for each of them. And they represent student athletes who are selected by their principals and coaches to represent their schools for Lions All-Star basketball game.
Okay. And how many teams are out there? Just North South or
we have North South girls, North South boys.
Okay. All right. So these are all stars and everything, like we say here.
From schools from all over Shasta County, all over the North State.
All over the North State.
Oh, great.
We have Alturas, Tule Lake, Weaverville, Hayfork, all the exciting places out there.
Oh, well, great, great competitions from all of the small schools from all over the North State.
Right.
These are great games. I've been to them in the past and they're, these are good players.
Mm-hmm. And I have tickets for them, too. Now, this is going to be Sunday, April 7th. The girls begin at 4 p.m., and the boys begin at 6 p.m. And I've got two tickets here, free, to go to the games hosted by Simpson University. I've got a family pack, really. I've got four. And, I have five. For some reason, I have five tickets. So I'm going to give away two tickets or four tickets if that's what you want. 605-4567. This is for the Redding Breakfast Lions All-Star Basketball Game, April 7th, hosted by Simpson University. And is it recipients of any funding here or any money raised or something like that?
Yeah, we raised, $3,000-$4,000.
Uh-huh.
Which goes right back into the community, for kids.
Okay. And so it all goes back in, and
right.
This is off the thing. Okay. Well, we've got, like I said, we'll give away the rest of these tickets.
Okay.
And, this is for Sunday, April 7th, Simpson University, the Redding Breakfast Lions All-Star Basketball Game. The girls begin, the North-South begins at, 4 p.m. And these are the All-Stars from all over the North State.
Right. The majority of these, basketball players were all league, and some of them were all section players.
Great.
And
figure to see the best of the best out here.
Right, right. And besides being athletes, they also have to be students.
Oh, so they're student athletes in a sense, keep a certain GPA
uh-huh.
and all that. Okay. Okay. So the who's coaching the teams?
Oh, we have. For example, we have Mike Hayworth,
uh-huh.
who's been a varsity basketball coach for about 20 years. And he took the Enterprise boys to the semifinals of the Northern California this year.
Uh-huh.
And there's two of his guards are on the team, so they'll be playing. So you're seeing a couple ball players who were one or two games away from playing for the state championship.
Wow!
So there are some excellent players.
So you've
out
got
there.
Some, you've got some real, real horses out here.
Mm-hmm.
Then well, that's great. This is for Sunday, and again at Simpson University, the All-Star basketball game of our kids, our high school kids. Not only athletes, but scholar athletes. They've got to have that certain grade point there. The girls are going to begin at 4 p.m. and the boys are going to begin at 6 p.m. And I've given away all the tickets already. So thank you very much.
Okay.
And, Bill, and last thing, anybody needs a phone number to call or anything like that?
No.
Will there be tickets at the door?
Yes, there's tickets at the door. Okay. We don't pre-sell them. It's to show up.
How much are the tickets?
$5.
Okay.
And then we also have programs, mostly for the relatives.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yourself out of the hole.
Yeah. A lot of programs and refreshments and.
Yes, we, Special Olympics, is doing all the food and the beverages. And that's a fundraiser for them too.
Great.
Oh, great.
We got them involved.
That's just absolutely fine. Okay. Bill Rawson, Reading Breakfast Lions Club, we just gave away 5 tickets to the big event on Sunday. It's at Simpson University. It begins at 4 p.m. with the girls, North-South All-Stars, and the boys start at 6 p.m. The North-South All-Stars. All section athletes, you're going to see some great basketball down there.
And we also like to thank Simpson University.
Sure.
They donate their gym at no cost to us.
Well, that's nice.
So
great. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
Okay, this is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and rejuvenation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room-to-room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Community Talk Radio for the North State right here. It is 7:44 in the morning, 58 degrees. It's raining out there. At least it was a few minutes ago, I guess. Still raining. Okay. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will take care of your installations, repairs, emergency calls, and, of course, routine maintenance. It's getting ready to get hot out there. You might want to make sure that air conditioner is working and Alliance Heating and Air can handle that for you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. Now, we're with a lovely young lady here who has got great things on her mind and the things she does. Denise Ratliff. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hello. And you're from the California Youth Connection.
That is correct. California Youth Connection, CYC.
Tell people what that is.
Well, what it is it's a nonprofit youth-run organization built up of 32 statewide chapters, and it's an organization that helps create law, policy and laws to better the foster care system. And that all these laws directly affect foster kids and are thought of as well as the policy and lobbied for by the foster youth themselves. So it's a very exciting organization, and we have our Shasta County chapter of CYC, which has been in place since 1997. So it's been here a couple of years. The organization itself is having its 25th anniversary this year, actually this month, and we're doing a dinner to celebrate it.
Okay, and where's your dinner going to be?
It's going to be at the Elks Lodge down by Caldwell Park.
Okay, and where do the who usually comes to your dinners? I mean, do you have just, is just a slice of the community? I mean, is there going to be a presentations that night or what? Or is this just a fundraiser?
You know, we're going to be having a keynote speaker, Jennifer Rodriguez, as well as we're going to be having some entertainment, some statistics about foster care. This is a community event. It's open to anyone who is interested in coming. We're going to have a tri-tip dinner, as well as the entertainment and the information that we're going to be having on the dinner, but it's open to anyone. We do hope to see some important faces within the community so that we can let them know our presence, and we're doing our fundraiser to raise money for a teen center.
And all the local elected officials, they have been invited to attend?
Yes, I believe so. That's not my committee, but yes.
The foster homes. How many foster homes do we have around? I mean, on an average here in Redding, I know I've just asked, I've just thrown a statistic at you here, but I mean, it seems to me is that with the, is the Child Protective Services, do they put people in the foster homes, or is this a different type? This is a different type thing, isn't it?
No, that's where
That's what we're talking about. Okay. Shasta County, interestingly enough, has the highest amount of foster youth per capita. We have over 500 foster youth in Shasta County. Now, as far as homes go.
Well, that was fine.
I don't know.
That was a good enough answer there. We have 500 youth that are in foster homes right now. And that's from babies all the way up to teenagers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a large population of foster homes. Some of the foster parents have been in our community for years and years and do a really good job.
Absolutely.
We also have some issues, though, looking at foster. It's very important that there be that community involvement in the foster care program, because you're taking, you know, a very delicate population and placing them in a home. So this involvement from the youth themselves and the community is really important to make sure that very delicate population is being served well within our county.
And there's a difference between a foster home and these the houses that they bring people in from out of the area.
Yeah.
There's a big difference
group
there.
Home?
Group home.
Isn't absolutely.
There's a huge
difference. Foster kids are just kids that their parents can't take care of them right then, and they need a safe place to be until that permanent relationship is established.
A group home is usually from kids that have been in trouble,
some from here.
You know, any foster kid can be placed from out of county into county if the homes permit it, and the agencies place them there. A lot of the group homes, sometimes it's the youth was taken directly from the home because they were acting out and needed that extra guidance as well as the structure. But sometimes the foster youth, given the placement change just from being taken from the home, begin to act out and then go to a group home.
Okay.
Just to clarify.
It's a very vulnerable population.
But the Absolutely. Foster homes themselves, and we're talking about that, and the foster parents, are not the group homes. This is different. Now they may end up in it, but we hope not. Yeah. And I know of cases where 3 and 4 year olds have been taken because the parents have had problems. and the Child Protective Services, boom, take them.
A lot of things happen. You have a CINCHIF raid, as an example. You go out and you start doing drug homes and what have you, and there may be several children involved in a raid. And we have to have those really safe places to put our children in their foster homes. Because when you go out and you bust mom and dad for drugs or methamphetamine or whatever's going on in their house, you got to have a safe place to put those babies that you pick up.
Absolutely.
Now, do you have training for foster parents?
Yes, okay. We do. We have licensing and training that they go through in order to become foster parents. One of the local the statewide issues we're working on right now through CYC is actually helping to evaluate the quality parenting that foster parents, because right now as it is, we have all sorts of evaluations whether the home itself is safe, but we don't really evaluate with the way the foster parents and the foster children
interact
and are able to be with one another. For example, religious views.
That's important because
Views, political views.
Exactly.
Opinion on the age. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
And people don't realize it's so different coming from your home and you go into someone else's home. You know, you may come from a vegan home and then all of a sudden it's raw red meat everywhere and they're throwing pasta sauce and you know, even simple things such as diet can make such a huge difference when you're trying to
make the change.
Exactly.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Trish Clark and I are here, but our guest is Denise Ratliff from the California Youth Connection, which are advocates for foster care youth. And you're being very articulate, by the way, and you're explaining this very well. All right, we'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday night cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl Brown and Trish Clark. Hey, Trish.
Good morning.
Still raining out there?
Yes, it is. It is still raining out there, and it's going to be a little chillier than it's been.
Ooh. And of course, this is the day I didn't bring. The only thing I brought was a shirt.
Always have an umbrella. You don't live in Shasta County and not have an umbrella.
I do have an umbrella in the back of the truck. But when you open it up, it says nasty things. hey, our guest is Denise Ratliff, who is a California, she's connected with the California Youth Connection, who are advocates for foster care in the youth. And you are a graduate of that foster care.
I am an emancipated youth. I went to the dorms at Shasta College at 17. And I had been on my own since then. And it's been, a lot of times you hear stories from the foster care community of, not good stories. And I always like to share my story because I think it's very uplifting and very positive. I feel, the foster care system, I wasn't so much taken from my home as I was saved from my home. And I think that's really important to focus on because had I not been put into foster care, I would not be the person I am today or have these opportunities that I have, and the same moral ground that I do. And I think that's really important.
So that was over your, like you said, a life saving.
Yeah, absolutely. Event.
Well, I can tell everybody that, when I, you know, I'm talking to Denise that you're a very positive person and you're involved in this to help people. And okay. I think that's just great. So when's this dinner again?
April 14th. It's not this Sunday, but the following Sunday.
Right.
And it is going to be a tri-tip dinner at the Elks Lodge. We're going to have some keynote speakers and some beautiful we're going to have a silent auction, some really great prizes there. So if you guys are interested in that, we're going to be also having some statistics and talk about Shasta County specifically. You know, situation with the foster youth, which I did mention before, we have mm-hmm. the highest foster youth per capita.
Per capita. And that's because that, people have been picked up during, for one reason or another, or our child protective services are working overtime. But I think Trish, what you said is right. It's probably picked up and it's dangerous.
We know that we do have this problem with the drug issues in Shasta County. That's no big secret. Methamphetamine. And I been a while, but when I was on the Board of Supervisors, I had the opportunity a couple of times to go out on CINTIF raids and what have you, really opened my eyes to what actually happens with this enforcement and the impact on the youth that are involved in that. And it is so important because you do this and these kids get literally drug out of their home, saved in a lot of, this is not a good place for them to be.
Oh, no, this is a tough place.
But you have to be really sure that the place that you're putting them is a loving, caring, nurturing atmosphere. Because they're already in shock. Mm-hmm. So, the foster care system is so important within your community. And we have great examples of some great foster kids that have grown up in this community. We've got one in front of us right now who just sparkles from probably not having a life that we would all envision for ourselves. But look what great shape she's in.
Yeah, it really creates adaptability. That is for sure. I had a wonderful foster parents. They were actually in Tecumseh County, Phil and Linda Rocky, and they have a wonderful piece of property. I was able to learn to ride horses. I interacted with animals, which helps, you know, children bond, and they keep their kids. You know, it's not a temporary placement, so you really get to build some permanency, and I still speak with them, and I visit them regularly, and it's just been a life-changing experience living with them. So it's just super positive. I have nothing but good things to say about them.
Okay. And what a great advocate you are for the program.
Great. Now, how do people get tickets?
Okay, so you can get tickets. You can find us on Facebook. Just add us just because. You know what? It's a great organization. We'd love to hear from you guys and know what you
and that's
guys.
CYC, the Facebook?
Yes, Shasta CYC. And then you can get tickets from Marlo Felix. And I'm going to give you a phone number. That's 530-225-5525. It's a lot of twos and fives. I'm going to do it one more time. 225-5525.
Okay. And we're going to be running, we're going to be running the 14th
at the Elks Lodge.
That's right. We're going to be running some ads too here for y'all. Denise, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you're the result of the system, then the system is a huge success.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay. Thanks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Paul Preston's going to be with us. We got some things we want to talk about with, the Agenda 21 guy and about, you know, status of the world and a couple of things that, plans that we have. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's gone from Craigslist to death row. A murderer who found his victims online just sentenced in Ohio. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
The judge has accepted the jury's recommendation of death for Richard Beasley. The 53-year-old, along with a teenager who's already in jail for life, posted bogus help wanted ads on Craigslist and shot and killed three men who responded. Scott Davis was also shot but survived, telling Beasley in court,
"I'm sure you know the Ten Commandments. You've broken all of them. But three have come to mind. You're a liar, a thief, and a murderer."
Beasley says he prays for the victims' families and then, taking off his glasses, tells the judge,
"I have killed nobody, and that's sad."
Beasley says he'll appeal. Dave?
Jennifer, in an hour, Connecticut's governor will sign new gun control into law, requiring background checks on all firearms and ammo sales and banning magazines with more than 10 bullets. The U.S. will deploy new missile defenses in Guam as North Korea again threatens to attack.
Some reports here in South Korea and Japan claim the missile could reach the mainland U.S. But South Korea's defense ministry says it doesn't believe the missile has that capability. Defense Minister Kim Kwon-jin says he doesn't know why the North has moved the missile now, but it could be for a test. South Korea and Japan could be potential targets, and it could also reach U.S. bases in the region. In Seoul, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
Dementia is a terrible affliction of the mind, and a new study shows it's a costly one, too. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is here live.
Cancer and the heart disease are bigger killers, but a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that Alzheimer's and dementia are far more expensive to treat, costing Americans between $160 to $215 billion every year. The study shows that 4 million Americans suffer from dementia, but researchers say that the most troubling part of the report is that America's aging population with fewer younger people in caregiving roles, Dave.
Jeff, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 37 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
When Connecticut's new gun control is signed into law, it'll come less than 4 months after the Newtown School massacre. And mass shootings like that have police wanting to be better armed.
You know the old saying, you don't want to take a knife to a gunfight. Well, it's the same situation when you talk about an officer going into a confrontation with a suspect with a handgun up against an assault rifle.
That's Police Chief Jeff Hughes of Brentwood, Tennessee, where local businesses and individuals donated enough money to outfit each patrol officer with an AR-15 rifle in 2002 after a well-armed bank robber shot and injured two cops. This year, police in neighboring Nashville began allowing some officers to carry their personal semi-automatic rifles on the job, that in response to a series of high-profile mass shootings around the country in 2012. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News Radio.
An overflow crowds expected in a suburban Dallas church today for the ceremony to honor Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan and his wife. They were shot to death in their home over the weekend. It has happened 80 years ago today, a disaster that you may never have heard of.
You remember the Hindenburg?
Oh, the humanity. All
but what about the USS Akron?
It was one of the largest airships. It was not armed. It was basically for scouting purposes and also for showing the flag and for goodwill.
Carl Jablonski runs the Navy Lakehurst Historical Society here at the Naval Air Station in Lakehurst, New Jersey. This is where the Akron launched from just before it crashed in the Atlantic during a storm on April 4th, 1933, 80 years ago today, in the worst airship disaster in U.S. history.
73 of 76 perished.
More than twice the number killed on the Hindenburg, which crashed here 4 years later. At the Naval Air Station in Lakehurst, New Jersey, Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
Of course, today's date is remembered much more for what happened in Memphis. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated 45 years ago at a motel that's been turned into a National Civil Rights Museum. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight on her Thursday night show. It's 58. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to let
Trish
do that. Yeah,
it's 58 degrees out there and it's raining and it's going to rain the rest of the day. The high near 63, south wind 7 to 12 miles an hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. We've got 100% chance of participants. Precipitation for the, I can't say
you're
that word for the rest
word.
Of the day. Yeah. That's a bad word.
Well, you know, Trish, I've noticed you've had a problem with that word and mayonnaise. So I'm not sure. What,
mayonnaise?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't say that in the weather forecast. We're going to have showers through the night and tomorrow. So we're going to get a lot of rain.
Good.
And rain likely through the weekend, actually showers. And the weather is brought to us at this time every morning at by Anselmo Vineyards, which is pizza night tonight.
And music on the weekends. And
yeah.
Just going up and take a look at the new pavilion. It's beautiful. 474-5546. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here, of course, are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with the usual group of crazy people in our chat room. And we're going to go now, as we do Monday through Friday at this time, to Josh Wiley for our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Josh.
Well, markets are searching for direction this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 34 points at 14,584, while the Nasdaq's down 3 at 3,215, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,558. Oil's down $1.54 a barrel at $93.06, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.01%. Gold's down $6.50 at $1,549, while silver's down 3 pennies at $26.83 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Microsoft's down 3 nickels at 28.40, GE's down 4 cents at 23.04, while Bank of America's up a dime at $11.91. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR, giving us a update on the market. Plus, if you need any information on how to invest your money and where to invest your money, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break here because Paul Preston is with us from Agenda 21. We got some things we want to talk about that. Plus, when we get back, when I say the word, I'm giving away 2 tickets. Not yet. Don't call yet. I am giving away 2 tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup for Friday, April 19th. You get to go there and, but I'm not going to do that till we get back. So don't call until I say I'm giving away the tickets. All right. 605-4567. I'm not giving them away yet. But as soon as we get back, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460.
Hot.
cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday Night Cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bach, Trish Clark. Good morning. 8:11 in the morning. Yeah, it's Thursday. We're looking good here. 58 degrees, it's raining. We're having a good time. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop. I did not say anything about tickets. 2143 Hilltop Drive. If you want to get great coffee, go to Espresso Joe's. Go to, and then after you finish with your cup of coffee, walk next door to the tobacco side of Tobacco and Brew, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Can I say that? And Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community over the last 30 years. And veterans get discounts. Now, call. Tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup, 605-4567.
Speed dial, crazy.
Our guest is Paul Preston. And Paul has a show on our network, soon to be network, called Agenda 21. It's on Fridays for a couple hours on Fridays.
Tell
people about the show.
Well, it's a show about the United Nations and how they're trying to take over our country. Real simple.
And making good steady progress towards that.
Yes, they are. They've got a plan, and that plan is United Nations Agenda 21. And it was a plan that was devised back in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. And a whole bunch of nations got together, about 178 nations, and said, you know, we're going to come up with this really unique plan to dismantle the United States of America. And they did. They came up with Agenda 21. But the backstory is that this plan has been in works really since about the 1850s, starting with Karl Marx and so on. So we're trying to bring, you know, light to this. And trying to get the people to understand, wake up, it's here, it's real, and you can see it all around you, but you really can't see it all around you until somebody turns on the light bulb to show you.
When you start talking, when you just start reading about Agenda 21, the little light bulbs start going off in your head and you go, wow. Yeah, I remember that. They had that meeting and I remember being at a city council meeting. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when they were trying to put that new street sign over in our neighborhood and all of those things that you read about in the paper and you see, wow, you've been living the plan.
Yeah, you've been living the plan. You've been a part of the plan. You've been actually in many places, many people have been promoting the plan. Not even knowing that they're promoting the plan.
And isn't it interesting?
It's a great plan, actually.
When you start pointing that out to some of your local bureaucrats, mm-hmm. and the ones that have really been the deepest involved in it, and a lot of these people really honestly didn't realize mm-hmm. they were a part of Agenda 21. I mean, they don't know they've been doing it. So when you point that out to them, they're very defensive.
Right. Well, sure, as initially they should be, but a lot of them do wake up, and that's one of the things we're trying to do. We like to walk through, you know, some therapy sessions with some of the city council people and,
some local, bureaucrats that need to wake up. I've given the information to them to read and my goodness, they get defensive when they start reading it.
Well, they think that you have a tinfoil hat on and the reality check is that they're the ones with the tinfoil hat on and they're the ones that, as they used to call the useful idiots. And they really are. They're being useful idiots of the United Nations plan to overthrow this country. And, you know, I just talk about it straight up, Carl. Can't do it any other way right now. It's too late to kind of mince words about this plan, this plot, because it's well into its maturity. But the real good news is we are making major strides against it, and they don't like it. They really don't like it.
Well, you have
President doesn't like it.
You have a series of interesting guests that are on your message is already starting to go nationwide
mm-hmm.
on it. Let's talk about something as long as we're talking about the UN. What about this new
arms treaty?
What do you see with this?
Well, this is again part of the plan, and you know clearly we all know through history that when we disarm our nation or any nation, then the totalitarians are free to have weapons and they use them. They kill millions of people. And of course that did not work out well in the last century with over 100 million people killed all because they were disarmed as a population. And we're talking about, you know, China, Russia, Germany and so on. And this is their attempt. This is the attempt by all these nations of the world to disarm the United States of America. And they're being kind of successful. They got this treaty that was passed just the other day, I guess day before yesterday. And now they've got the bills going before the Senate. Of course, a lot of it's being, you know, killed here in America, which is a good thing.
Well, It's not going to get ratified. If it's not ratified, then it does not apply to you. Because look who's not in this. China, Russia, you know, the big players. They're not into it. Now, we are the number one arms supplier in the world.
Right. America and is. You know what's really kind of funny is here you have President Barack Hussein Obama who's been pushing this. One of the first things he did within an hour after his reelection is he signed on to this treaty with the United Nations.
Which the United States up to that point had been opposed to.
Right.
Every U.S. president.
Just took it upon himself. Now, there's a question as to whether or not after this ratification that he will actually use executive orders to disarm us. That's sort of a legal question. I don't think that's going to happen. I think but you never know with this guy. You know, he's clearly a totalitarian mindset. There's no doubt about it. I think everybody recognizes that, especially of our generation. We get it. You know, the youngers don't. I call them the 35 and unders. They really kind of don't get that picture because they've never grown up in, you know, like we grew up in the Cold War and went off the war and things like that.
You may be surprised. History isn't being taught about what happened in all of these places where they were disarmed. So that's history that our youth are not getting, not learning. They don't hear it at home. They're just not hearing it.
Well, you might be surprised about how many of those 35 and unders are
starting to get it.
They are starting to get it. We were approached the other night at an event by a young people mm-hmm. in their 30s mm-hmm. that are just, I mean, they're very intent on this. And I was very surprised and gratified and to listen to this. I mean, not just because they listen to the station, but because they grasp a much mm-hmm. bigger picture that they're concerned about their rights as they go on.
There is a core awakening within the younger crowd. And when I first started this show, when I first started the original parent show, which is the Inside Education show, which is over 10 years ago, I brought that show on the air because I wanted to draw people's attention to the high dropout rate with our youth. Well, I haven't been successful.
Yeah. How's that working for you?
Well, you know, now that we've federalized public schools, it's really not working very well at all. We've just sort of increased that dropout rate with this whole federalization of the public schools.
But it costs more.
Yeah, but what, you exactly, know, one of the things that works well for the North State and why we have a good population of kids is we have a huge homeschooling population in the North State.
We have,
those kids are getting educated about the Constitution.
You have some pretty good schools up around this area. Yeah, some good charter schools.
We've got some charter schools that are just outstanding. And we have private schools around here. But I think, too, is that we've got a really decent graduation rate. I think where, if anything, that we start, you know, sliding, it's going on to college and graduating. From the statistics I've seen, yet we still have a really strong group of young people that are educated.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I have a lot of hope for the 35 and unders, you know, based upon even what Carl said, because we're getting more and more callers to the show and I get more communication. No. And of course, I've been an educator for 41 years, so I can read the kids. And they get the sense, Carl, there's something really, really wrong with the picture. And now day by day by day, week by week by week, I think more of these younger kids are starting to waken up and they're starting to listen to the history. They're starting to do their own research, you know, about what communism was, what totalitarianism is, national socialism, you know, how many Islamists are aligned with national socialists, which are the Nazis. Believe it or not, people don't look at that little angle yeah. right there. You know, why are we seeing, you know, some of these people that are being assassinated now by white supremacists?
Well, let's talk, you know, there's
a connection there.
Let's hold that thought because we've got that to talk about and a couple other things concerning, you know, with the treaty and how it can affect you and some new laws that are coming up with, insurance. If you have a weapon, you have to have insurance.
Oh, yeah.
That
California laws, yeah.
All these things that are coming up. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Paul Preston from Agenda 21 is our guest. We'll be right back.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with 4 locations to serve you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna
telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Casey and our 1460, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And I promise you, yeah, we hear you, that she's going to give away tickets to the roundup tonight. And let me say, Marcy, you won the tickets to the roundup. So congratulations. It'll be right here at 1326 Market Street. Come on in. It'll be under your name up here. And we also have some more tickets for the All-Star basketball game. So if you want tickets to an All-Star basketball team game, I've got a couple tickets here, 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his team down there are just outstanding. Countertops, fire pits, outdoor fire pits, the whole thing. He can do it all, and his work is just outstanding. He's a person you would let in your house. Let him do all the work while you're not there. You know what? That's a big thing for me. That's trust. And he does it, and he does a great job. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. That's 530-241-7866, Estate Granite. Okay, Paul Preston is our guest today. We're talking Agenda 21. And somebody asked, could you give a quick synopsis again of Agenda 21? Because they want to make sure they grasp it.
Yeah, Agenda 21 is a plan that was developed back in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro by the United Nations. And it's a plan that's basically an inventory and control plan for everything, every little aspect of your life. It is a plan that ultimately is designed to take away all your property and your freedom. Kind of a simple little plan. It's about 300 plus pages, almost 400 pages, depending upon which edition you get.
Is this called the IRS, or is this, no, this is a different plan?
It's part of the IRS, I think. Or I think actually they're part of the IRS. Any way you want to look at it, they're very oppressive. But in the plan, they spell it out. They're very upfront about what they're doing. They talk about the United States and about, you know, we're basically totalitarians and brutes around the world in so many words. But the plan is very detailed, and it talks about how they're going to restrict all of your freedoms. They talk about things like, you know, stack and pack housing, which is designed to basically get everybody out of the rural communities.
Consensus building.
Pardon me?
Consensus building.
Consensus building, right. That's all been part of it. But when you really dig deep down into Agenda 21, what you find out is it's a Marxist document. It's wedded in Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto. It uses environmentalism as a tool to destroy capitalism. And that's really kind of what it is. Now, people, I really suggest, as I do on the show every morning or every evening, please go and do your own research. Your eyes will just bug right out of your head. And it's a very sinister thing. Nobody knows this is all in the background, because their philosophy is think globally, act locally. And so you have all these bureaucrats in the United Nations that are strung out around the world, primarily emanating from Berlin, Germany, and Bonn, Germany. And they send out messages to their local minions by way of various groups and organizations that act locally, like right here in Reading. It's here in Reading.
I found the interesting thing that it always takes people by surprise is the people that are really blowing the whistle on this come from a different group than normally would. They're not from the far right.
No.
Conservative people. The people that are blowing the whistle are the people that have been inside of these environmental groups. The first pamphlet that I got was out of Santa Cruz.
Right.
And I'm going, wait a minute, to get elected to the Board of Supervisors in Santa Cruz, you have to have the Sierra Club backing you.
Right.
How good can this information be from my mindset?
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are the people that are blowing the whistle because they were in the groups where this was being instigated.
Right. Well, you know, I came to the whole thing because I used to teach environmental sciences, and I am. You're looking at an environmental wacko right here. Genuinely.
There you go.
And that was back in the 70s and 80s, or 60s, 70s and 80s. And I realized that as what was going on in the environmental movement, there's something really, really wrong with it. So I stopped using all the information and data that they had that they gave me. But, you know, one of the things about me was I'm about cleaning up the environment. I'm not about destroying the environment, but you know,
as most of us good conservatives are.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But, we love the outdoors.
Yeah. But the thing is that a lot of the people who have come up against it, this plan, United Nations Agenda 21, are real progressives as well as conservatives. So you have a real kind of strange brew. Rosa Corey is an example. You know, extreme leftist, and she's one of the preeminent speakers now against United Nations Agenda 21. In fact, I blame her and Heather Goss and Brian Sussman. I blame them for starting this show. It's their fault.
The book behind the green mask.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that Agenda 21, if you just kind of want to, you know, break it down the way I understand it, is they want to take people that are out in the hinterlands and push them along the corridors so that they're easier to take care of, put them into cities, you know, it's easier to supply, easier to take care of,
and control,
put the, and leave the lands out there, put them in conservatories, which, by the way, a president and our, you know, Obama's done it and Bush has done it, is put, you know, put land in conservatories,
right,
which they don't need to go through Congress to do that. And they can do hundreds of thousands of acres, I believe, and just kind of take that. And then you start looking at what's going on with the water, that then once you control the water, now you control the farmland and the ranch land, and then that can push people out if they don't have the water.
Well, what you're talking about is a number of different things there, regionalism, and we'll jump right into rewilding, which is something that you're seeing.
We only got like 30 seconds here, but we'll talk that.
Yeah, rewilding is the process of basically taking the land back and putting it back in its natural state. That's why you're hearing about all these dams being torn down. That's why you're hearing about water restriction down in Fresno, because they want to rewild that area. That's really their motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to create wildlife corridors, which is really kind of phenomenal.
Another great term out
there. Wildlife corridors.
I thought we had that down on by Johnny's. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wild and scenic byways.
Yeah.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. One lost, one found. Rescue teams are back out looking for a hiker missing in Southern California's Cleveland National Forest. Kendall Jack's 18 years old. Her friend Nicholas Sandoya found and airlifted to a hospital last night.
He was very weak, very dehydrated, and extremely confused.
Orange County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jason Park. The two had been heard from last on Sunday night in a cell phone call to police saying they were lost. The FBI, local, and military police are investigating a shooting at an Army base.
Authorities at Fort Knox, Kentucky say a civilian employee was shot and killed Wednesday in the base parking lot. They call it a personal incident and not directed specifically at the military. The shooting led to a lockdown of the base for about an hour. Police are looking for what they describe as a person of interest.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Unemployment applications up 28,000 last week, but the Labor Department says the figures get screwy around Easter. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Shasta County. This is a time of unusual economic turmoil. Gold prices skyrocketing, oil is up, then down. The European debt crisis is on the news every day. And in the middle of this, you have to decide what to do with your single largest investment, your home. This is no time for learning on the job. For a new level of expertise in real estate, call Sheldon Largent Realty for the help you need. Only experienced agents, no learning on the job at your expense. So call Sheldon Largent Realty today at 282-1771.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true.
Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is 8:35 in the morning, 58 degrees out there and raining. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. You know, it's a great place to go into. Just catch up on your reading, conversation, look at, you know, see what kind of sports are on. Watch Tim talk to, you know, these people that make phone calls to try to sell you things. I think the record is 38 minutes. He kept a phone salesman on the phone, talked to all their supervisors and all that, and said, nah, I don't want that. You know, frankly, a man that can do that's unethical and hard. Now, Jimmy made a comment in this chat room. If we're the number one nation in the world as far as arms exports, mm-hmm. how come he can't buy a box of 22 ammunition?
Well, because of California's gun laws, which are the most restrictive in the nation, which is what Dianne Feinstein has been trying to foist upon the rest of the nation right now, are California gun laws. And then now you have more laws that are coming forward from California's legislature down here, which is a supermajority in the assembly, as you know, and perhaps soon to be a supermajority in the Senate, depending upon some elections there.
I think that they lost the supermajority in the Senate, but I think they've got it back again, though. I think that they had an election and that brought it back.
They lost Senator Rubio out of Kern County. And the
interesting, went to work for an oil company.
Yeah, somebody called Chevron. And it's interesting because he was the guy who was charged with rewriting CEQA, which is the California Environmental Quality Act, because of the restrictions on, you know, carbon and emissions and things like that. CEQA is that environmental – it's the same thing as the EPA here in California.
Oh, yeah. And he was going – but the thing is that he was going to be more business friendly. From what I understood, is that not right?
He wasn't
business. And Chevron decided the way to make him business friendly to get him back out of the legislature.
And so, you know, there's a lot of politics that go on, and one of the big political actors, if you will, is Jerry Brown. Now, Jerry Brown has suddenly seen the light. He said, "Say hallelujah here, brother, because we're running out of the ability to tax people." As you know, our state here is up and over about $127 billion right now in the red. And that's not even talking about pensions.
Oh yeah. So unfunded liability.
Yeah. We're up and over.
And so, that's including the tax, the new tax laws.
Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah. And in public education, K-12 education, you guys are not going to see the $9 billion that the state already owes you. It's not going to happen. Especially after this month and then you get the May revise, the governor's going to have to really revise a lot of things. But he has seen the light, brother, because he realizes that California is absolutely awash in oil. So it's called Sarah Palin Drill Baby Drill with Jerry Brown. And so that's why they want to revise all the CEQA laws. And that's why they sent Rubio packing.
I love inside it. Politics. Great insight. Wow. Oh, now I had heard that.
Who went to Chevron?
But I think that's, you're absolutely right. There is oil and that is the solution.
We are the Saudi Arabia. Really of the world here in California and the United States, but primarily here in California. We have struck it rich and nobody's talking about it yet, but we managed to do so on Agenda 21 Radio. We just think that's a nice thing to do. But getting back to the whole gun thing, there's a wonderful article that Chris Street, who's the co-host of the show, just published yesterday, and it's out on our Inside Education website at www.edtalkradio.com, soon to be on the Agenda 21 website, www.agenda21radio. It's not there because we're rebuilding our sites right now, but it will be. And it talks about, you know, who are we? as the United States to talk about gun control when we've been running guns to Syria.
And other places.
Yeah.
Not only Syria, but
Mexico.
Well, but I'm thinking
Fast
also
and Furious.
Besides Fast and Furious. We've been running them to Syria. We've run them to a lot of different Libya. Running them to Libya to people, and which were used against our ambassador, who
in
was assassinated in Benghazi. But we were providing arms out there, but really, who really cares now?
I mean, what difference does that make?
Yeah, what difference does that make now?
But the difference that it makes, and a lot of people don't understand, is that the guns that are being run to Syria, those guns, those weapons, are all going to people that are called Al Qaeda. Now, why are we, the United States, in bed with Al Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood, who actually flew planes into the Twin Trade Towers?
Because of the guy that's in the White House?
Well, since he has regular weekly meetings with the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House, just a minor detail.
How do you know that?
Oh, I've got resources. I've got several resources will come on the show here and give you the documentation. They did the FOIAs, got all the information. It's a well-known fact in Washington that happens.
You know, when I see things, I have to see things, you know, myself, because there's so much stuff, and no offense, because there's so much stuff going around that you see something that rolls past you and, you know.
But Carl, when this guy was running for office, he said, and I've watched it repeatedly, he said, you know, I've practiced my Muslim faith my entire life. Mm-hmm. And was corrected, you mean your Christian faith. Oh, yeah, my Christian faith.
Well, you know, it's really, you know, he basically has an anti-colonial aspect to him.
Been very clear about the fact that he doesn't like America. He doesn't think we've done a good job. We're not special.
Yeah, we're not unique.
His wife's not proud of this country, never was proud until he was nominated. I mean, you have to be really stupid not to understand.
One of the things we do here in the show is we state the obvious, because we want people to see the obvious and understand what's really happening, because if they don't, then, you know, we're doomed if we don't.
And if they're listening to the mainstream media, they're not hearing any of that.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Our guest is Paul Preston from Agenda 21. We have questions that are floating through the, hammering out of the, in the chat room. If you have a question for Paul, please just give us a call at 530-605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the ultimate river throwdown? MMA cage fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the ultimate river throwdown. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, April 13th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, April 13th. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you.
Saturday, April 13th, 7:30.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club.
Don't miss it.
Great entertainment is coming again in 2013 with the ultimate river throwdown cage fights at Wind River Casino.
Cage fighting at its best. Wind River Casino Event Center.
For all the details on the ultimate river throwdown, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme throwdown event.
Extreme.
It's better throwdown on the river.
Event.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 58 degrees out there, 844, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, right here, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Redding and the whole North State. Hey, look, their neighbors giving you great deals on whether it's a used or new car, truck, or SUV. It's got something for everybody. They have something for you. Their service department is second to none. That's Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding, or just give them a call at 530-223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. The phone lines are backed up, so let's start. Jim, you're live on KCNR.
Good morning. Hey, on Saturday morning, what time is this show going to be on?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that, because we're getting ready to make an announcement. Paul, you can do it.
Yeah, we're going to, starting Monday, actually, April 15th, we're going to be live from 10 to 12 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on KCNR.
Oh, okay. Monday through Friday. Okay.
Correct.
You know, what I think is, on Saturdays, you ought to have a man about the mall and go up there and pick about four or five topics that that were in the news of the following week of the and ask the kids about what they thought about.
You know, Jim,
things that are in the news that would affect their lives.
Don't give away our secrets, Jim, okay?
That's a great idea.
Don't give away our secrets, Jim.
All right.
Thousands are listening. Maybe hundreds of thousands. Maybe Big Brother. Okay. Thanks, Jim. All right, let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting. Terry, thank you for waiting.
Hey, thank you very much, Carl. I have a quick question, and that is, what do you feel about the drone situation here, having six military drones that would be put here, and do you believe that that's really something that we need to observe the population? Because that's all I could see that they're going to do.
Well, you know, a drone basically is like a gun. It's the person behind the drone that's driving the drone. And I understand drone technology very, very well. I have some friends that are involved with the Air Force and understand, you know, what we're dealing with here in terms of surveillance. I am really against any kind of surveilling the general population other than what we already do right now with U-2s, I might add. Your county tax assessors use overflight U-2s to take a look at your property to make sure you haven't made any improvements that you haven't declared. Just a few things like that. But overall, I'm really pretty much against drones for privacy reasons. And I think you definitely need to have warrants if you're going to use them. I think this whole notion of using drones right now without warrants is absolutely preposterous.
I think that the idea of putting it in the hands of people, as we've stated all through this program, and Carl states daily about the Obama administration and all the different things from Benghazi to taking away our Second Amendment rights to 1.6 billion rounds being purchased by Homeland Security. How are we supposed to trust a government having military drones in our area? Really?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
No, I'm with you.
Absolutely. We're not supposed to. And who could trust this administration with military drones, especially, you know, what are we buying a 1.6 billion bullets for? By the way, the total number that they purchased is well over 2 billion for Homeland Security. Who are they going to use the bullets on? I mean, you see, this is the kind of stuff, and I really appreciate your call. This is the kind of stuff that flies right in the face of many, many on the left who don't get it. This is totalitarianism on the march.
My wife and I are huge fans of yours, and we are really, really excited about you coming on the 15th. Looking forward to listening to your program.
Hey, Terry, you still there?
Yes.
Did you hear Patrick Jones this morning?
I did not, Carl.
At 7. Well, he came on at 7. We didn't, you know, he gave a call yesterday afternoon and brought him on. his reasoning and is good reasoning in the fact of we, you know, if you don't know who these drones are, you don't know who they work for, you don't know anything about it, you don't know what they're going to be doing here. We need to talk about this. This can't just be an automatic, right. Oh, let's nod our head. Our Fourth Amendment against search and seizure and, you know, the surveillance of ourselves is paramount over everything. Unfortunately, there's going to be drones. We've got to figure out some way of getting in front of it and protecting ourselves.
I agree. It only creates two jobs, Carl. Two jobs in the area. That's what it's bringing. Two that they know of. Two.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thanks, so, and again, I can't wait to listen to your program, sir. Yeah. It's great. We really enjoy it, and it's going to be great to have you on Mondays.
Thank you.
We have a couple other surprises too that are going to be you'll be hearing later on this month. So anyway, Terry, thanks a lot. Are we getting ready to? Oh, and David. David, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hi, Carl. I wanted to talk about the doctor shortage and Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you because you're the only one covering the story of the doctor shortage. Well, but it is going to have a huge impact on Reading because
this community.
It already is. I'm personally affected by it right now. As of yesterday afternoon, which is interesting. But yeah, it's going to happen.
This community was anticipating a lot of retirees coming here, and they're not going to come here. They're going to stay within an hour of San Francisco or Sacramento.
Because that's where we're having to go now to get good treatment.
Who wants to drive 4 hours, to get medical care? So that will drive people away from rural America.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors in rural America are pretty old. Maybe 10 years from retirement, an awful lot of them. And they're not attracting new young doctors to replace them. And the young doctors finishing residency now are, if you want to see them, watch the TV show Grey's Anatomy. Half of them are women. They have $250,000 in debt. And they can't go to a place with a lot of Medicaid patients because Medicaid basically just covers your cost.
Well, can I read to you the headline on Drudge right now? If I can get it back on my computer here. This just popped up on Drudge. It says, it's starting, cancer clinics turn away Medicare users.
Well, you know, and
that's a big headline right now on Drudge.
I have a friend right now at Mercy Hospital that is being turned down for Medicare for cancer treatment.
All right. We've got to take a break here. This is a very important story. We've got to take a break. We've got people lined up here. Like we just wanted to reiterate is that on the 15th, Agenda 21 is going to start and run from 10 to 12 Monday through Friday right here on KCNR.
We still have tomorrow though.
And tomorrow,
Tomorrow, 10 to 12 tomorrow and then 10 to 12 next Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave. Okay. We've got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back, Dane. And, we're going to ask a question. Why do people sign up for all this? We'll be right back after these
messages. Attention all sports shooters. A rifle competition will be held in French Gulch at Mountain Tactical Training on Saturday, April 6th. Whether you're a first timer or an experienced competitor, this competition is for you. There'll be three events, a one shot draw contest, transition to pistol competition, and adverse angle drill. And you don't have to compete in all three contests to win a prize. You do have to attend one of Mountain Tactical Training safety briefs that day prior to competing. The range fee is $15 at the gate, or if you'd like to pre-register, send a check or money order for just $10 to MTT, P.O. Box 66, French Gulch, California, 96033. You'll need to supply your own ammo as well as eye and hearing protection, and your AR-15 is welcome here. For more details, call John Laws at 530-510-7118. Come out for a day of fun and comradeship. The MTT Rifle Competition, Saturday, April 6th. Sponsored by Old West, Bastiani Arms, Shasta Boot Company, Jones Sport, The Foxhole, Patriot Gold and Silver, Greco Firearms, Tobacco and Brew, and Mountain Tactical Training.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, not a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and regeneration with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamoff will be our guest, among other people that will be in here. Our guest today is Paul Preston, who has Agenda 21. And his show will be on tomorrow from 10 to 12. But on the 15th, we'll be a daily show right here on KCNR.
You got like 5 minutes left. Everybody has to talk really fast now.
Okay, to answer the question, is how come everybody signed on for this, you know, for this whole thing? It's been going on for so long.
Well,
why is that?
This has been a process. It's not an event. This has been a process for about 140 some years. Started with Karl Marx and then various socialists and communists who came to the United States and they started to set up an agenda. You first started seeing real signs of it in 1970 when the EPA was established by Richard Nixon, following up with several other environmental laws, including CEQA in the 80s here in California. But in 1992, the United Nations came forward with Agenda 21, which was soft law. Nobody had to comply with it. It's all voluntary. See, that's the I guess you would say the beauty about all this. We're doing it to ourselves because it's all voluntary. Okay. So you had the older Bush sign on to it, and then the President's Council was formed by Bill Clinton in 1993.
Okay.
And that's where it all kind of started and exploded. That's why we have all this stuff coming into our local community.
And it's coming into, and now it's also, but now
resolutions have been passed and signed. Nancy Pelosi, thank you. She's the one who brought it to the House.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Dane, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for doing the show, Paul. I've been hearing more and more about your work, and I had a question for you. I'm an administration and lead researcher for the website geoengineeringwatch.org, which covers the geoengineering chemtrails issue. After a decade of research, we certainly have come to the conclusion that there is no greater nor more immediate threat than the ongoing bombardment of geoengineering toxins, and certainly this would seem related to Agenda 21. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's a lot of toxins all over the place. I mean, really, there are. Being an environmentalist, I understand this. This is what the global warmists don't understand. People like Al Gore, who, by the way, only had about 2.5 weeks of seminary school as graduate work, so he's a real qualified scientist, right? Anyway, he uses pseudoscience in so many ways. We don't know what they're doing to us. That's just it. We don't know. It's not necessarily maybe even the government, but other governmental agencies around the world, they are doing things to us. Now, you take one of the issues that we're going to be talking about here on our show about psychotropic drugs. You talk about mind control. I've dealt with psychotropic drugs as a school administrator before for about 20 years. I know what they can do. And when we come on the 15th, we're going to lay out for you an explosive story about how psychotropic drugs are being used on our military right now. And a 25-fold increase on our military since Obama became president.
We've had our last 60 lab tests from Germany, Norway, have contained precipitation tests contained fluoride. All industrial sources were eliminated. We've come to the conclusion now it appears fluoride is in some of this mix for the aerosol. So hopefully you might be able to cover the fallout from these programs and what it's doing to the human population, human health. Hopefully you might be able to cover some of that and relate it to Agenda 21.
Well, you know, you have to remember this is a complete control system for the world in Agenda 21. So anything is open. I mean this. Anything is open. And we haven't thoroughly investigated or vetted many things. We're going to try and do it on this show. And we're going to bring you what we do know. We're going to bring you, like, real scientists. No pseudoscientists are allowed on the show. Sorry, Al Gore will not be on the show. Or his ilk. Or the ones that proclaim global warming. And we're going to expose the carbon trading scheme of CARB, which is the California Air Resources Board, has going on. We're going to expose totalitarians at their work.
Okay, Dane, you're going to have much more time to talk with Paul because he's show tomorrow from 10 to 12 and then starting on the 15th, 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, Agenda 21. Thanks a lot for calling. Okay, hey.
Yeah, ready for it.
Okay.
This is exciting news, 2 hours a day.
I want
a lot of information to get out.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is community radio. You know what? Let's make it a community. Let's make it our people here that are saying things. I'm tired of listening to, what corporate says. Corporate won't say it. I don't care who it is. They won't say it. So we bring in our own. We do our own research, and we bring in the hosts that will come in and talk and tell the truth. Now, tonight, on the spot with Linda Bott, she's going to be giving away tickets to the rodeo, to the roundup there, and all types of things. Plus, she's got some great guests. Tomorrow, Doug Lamoff is coming on. Paul, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
Yep.
For 10 to 12 for Agenda 21. Trish, always love having you here.
Love Thursdays.
Love Thursdays. Remember, go out in Selma's, have pizza. It's the good guys against the bad guys out there, my friends. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Connecticut's response to the Newtown massacre is about to be signed into law. New restrictions on guns and ammunition given final approval by lawmakers early today.
We're requiring criminal background checks for the purchase of all firearms and for the purchase of ammunition.
Connecticut Senate President Donald Williams. The bill also includes a first-in-the-nation registry of people convicted of gun crimes. Opponents say the bill restricts the rights of lawful gun owners. Other states still working on this, too. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
The Maryland House of Delegates passed a gun control bill that includes an assault weapons ban and a mandate that anyone getting a handgun license be fingerprinted. Governor Martin O'Malley calls that a step in the right direction, but some don't like it.
We missed the mark. We didn't do anything to change the gun culture in our community.
Assemblyman C.T. Wilson, one of the few Maryland Democrats who voted no, he wanted the bill to more forcefully address handguns. That House bill must now be reconciled with a slightly different Maryland State Senate version. Lisa?